Hallelujah. Everyone have one?
Yeah.
You can share. You can sit next to each other. He won't bite you.
He's possessive.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I think we should put Brother Neil between them so he doesn't escape.
How do you know? I'm looking between what is closer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So does anyone remember what the burden of the whole conference is? It was the very, very first week of this morning revival. It was the burden of the conference. Anyone remember?
The throne of God and of the Lamb.
That's point one.
Jason is correct. What's point one?
Every believer should be a little New Jerusalem.
I can't hear you.
Every believer should be a little New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Every local church should be a miniature of the New Jerusalem.
Amen. Right.
The great God-man with Christ as the centrality and the universality.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, so that's the burden of the whole conference, right? We should all be little New Jerusalems, and every local church should be a miniature of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
So I was pondering on that. When I was preparing for this to speak, I was like, how does this relate to message 3, right? So message 3 is 42. All right, so right, the aspects of the Christian life and the church life seen in New Jerusalem, the pearl gates and the golden street.
Amen.
So if you listen to the brother speaking, he speaks a lot about this would be our experience, right? We can know these things, pearl gates. We can know there's a golden street. It's pretty simple to understand. There's these pearl gates, golden street, done, right? We could close our book, and we're done with the Bible, right? But actually, if we want to know this, we actually need to experience it.
Amen.
And that was really, I feel, that the burden of this message, that this would be something experiential. It wouldn't be just some typology or something that Brother Lee just came up with, you know. And it sounded good, but this is actually something that we can experience.
Amen.
So if we experience this, this is how we can become the little New Jerusalem, right? This is how the church can become the miniature of the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
It's only through these experiences that we can actually become the New Jerusalem, right? And so in the beginning of this message, he talks a lot about experience, right? And he gave the example. We all know the example, right, of how a pearl is made, right?
Yeah.
You get an oyster, a little grain of sand, something so small, just pierces it, right? And then it secretes, and it makes something very beautiful. And so what is this grain of sand, right? It's us, right? We're the ones that pierce the Lord.
Amen.
Right, we're really those soldiers, right? That got the Lord on the side and pierced him. But and then life flowed out. And this is how the church is produced.
Amen.
The church is produced by this life that is flowing out from the Lord's side. But the only way that we can continue to have this life is if we remain. If we remain in the death of Christ.
Amen.
If we leave, then we won't have this life secreting. Then we miss all the enjoyment. But even though we might be going through suffering, the suffering eventually turns into something wonderful. It turns into the New Jerusalem, right? Only through the different experiences. It might be suffering, but it also might be joy. It doesn't have to be always something horrible. But this is how we enjoy the Lord. Something that I was just touched with with this message just was really remaining.
Amen.
Remaining in the death of Christ.
Right.
The only way that we can actually experience the death is actually to experience the resurrection.
Amen.
If we experience the resurrection life, then we also will experience the death. Because in the resurrection life, there's the death of Christ.
Amen.
And all this is in the all-inclusive Spirit. This is the bountiful supply of the Spirit. And this is really what the Lord is after, that we would have these experiences. And this doesn't come snap of a finger, it comes in practice. You know, I can't say I definitely haven't made it. I do not always want to remain. I want to flee. Get out of there. This is too painful. Lord, I want to go back to my soul life. I want to enjoy doing this, that, right? And this is something that we need to practice slowly. You know, the Lord will gain us. Actually, I was thinking, you know, Brother Lee's experience, actually, there's been a lot of soccer lately. You know, Brother Lee, actually, he was a soccer player. He was actually really good at soccer. I think his aspiration, if I'm not mistaken, he wanted to be a professional soccer player. I don't know. But eventually, one day in his life, he wanted to kick the ball, and he just couldn't kick it. And this is something that he experienced. This didn't happen overnight. He didn't decide that night, oh, I'm not going to play soccer anymore because, you know, it's like a sinful thing, right? It's something that the Lord touched him with. So, you know, I'm not saying that that soccer is sinful or that we can't watch soccer, but it's that we just realized, Brother Lee, his experience was that he found something that replaced his love. He loved soccer, but something came to replace it. And this is, yeah, something bigger, more exciting, much better than the World Cup. You know what I was thinking? This last song we were singing, Hallelujah, right? We're singing, praising. I was in the city yesterday with Carolyn. Everyone was wearing Brazil jerseys and praising Brazil. Well, we should act like this when the Lord comes back. Praise the Lord, He came back. Amen. He won. He won the victory.
Amen.
And so this is just kind of what the beginning of the message was, of the first half, and the second half was what? Was the golden street, right? Amen. The golden street. There's the nature and the life. So in the nature is the life. You kind of need both, right? There's this golden street, and there's the life. But to live this, you need the nature of God. So yeah, I'll just kind of end there and open it up. But actually, I wanted to read some verses that... I forgot to read these, but I found these really enjoyable. So Psalms 11, Song of Songs, chapter 2, 11 through 14. All right, here they go. For now the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. Flowers appear on the earth. The time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree is ripened its figs, and the vines are in blossom. They give forth their fragrance. Rise up, my love, my beauty, and come away. My dove in the clefts of the rock, in the covert of the precipice. So we see in here they point out particularly chapter 2, verse 14. But if you read all these verses, you kind of see, you know, remaining in the cleft of the rock, right? But also, you see, it's over. Everything else has passed, right? He's in resurrection. We can see that the resurrection life has overcome all the other situations. So these are just some things I enjoyed, but now leave it up for the saints to continue to expand and enjoy.
Amen.
Eventually, we make a deal. One person share, the other two have to share. And one brother is not with he's passed away. The other two brothers is my brother, my beloved brother, and me. So, anyway, this week when surprise everyone, I'm ready. Okay, I really don't enjoy it. I'll be honest with you. Talk about all these parables. What's this? I mean, it's so hard for me to absorb it. I try. I really try. Give me all these kind of things. Oh, the dove, the crab. No, crab rock?
Clef.
The clef.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, I just don't enjoy it. What's this? Then I become very negative. Ah, this is our church. Always say these kinds of things in theory. Who can make it? Who can make it? Maybe few, not me. I know not me. So, I went back and read second time. Hello? So, anyway, this is what I'm going to share. Besides boasting that I read something this week. I'm not going to share too long because I talked nonsense for 2 minutes already. Our brothers say that very well. The first one is, in the first week we talk about there's a river of the water of life is proceeding out from the throne. That part I enjoy that. Why? Because I can enjoy that. Everything I just sit there and receive. And many times I even don't want to receive whatever. Oh, I have need, I come back. Oh God, I receive. God never say, you bad boy, get out. So enjoy part, I always enjoy. Certain part, I just cannot, not that easy for me to accept that. I don't know if there any brother, sister in here just like me. I hope not. But if there's any doubt, this is what I try to encourage myself. After I keep reading that, I'm going to, there's a couple of them, I just want to quickly summarize that. To receive this water of life, this reality of the Spirit, reality of the Christ, even the law of the life, come to us, that there's a couple of things I have to do it. And I have to spend in time with Lord.
Amen.
I have to spend in time with Lord. That means that I have to read the Bible.
Amen.
While I was in China, my best time is reading Bible with my wife every night.
Amen.
That's best time. You know, of course, after that, later on, get into some trouble because we use a cell phone. I have to show to my wife where am I. No, just kidding. But every night we read, I just love it.
Amen.
But now I came back, it's just fighting every night. No, not every night. Not the one. So we have to spend in time with the Lord.
Amen.
We have to spend in time with the Lord by reading His Word.
Amen.
By reading His Word, reading God's Word. We have spending time with the Lord by prayer. That says that we have to pray and season. That is a way we can continually contact Him. Then the other way is not just we pray for ourselves, but also petition. We pray for other brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Some situations, we pray for our church. We pray for China. Right now they try to prosecute us in China. Right? We can pray for them. And the most important is when we do all these kind of things, we are submit ourselves under His headship. Automatically. We don't have to say, oh, God, Lord, I have to, under you, I'm your servant, you are my master. No, you just pray, enjoy Him. By this process, right, it's automatically that will add to us, which is we are under His headship. And this is why I enjoy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Art, Brother Art. Let me have time to share. Encourage me to share.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
But not next week, okay? This week.
Well, if he did that pact, doesn't that mean he has to share?
Yes.
Of course.
He was saying next week.
We take turn. My brother Michael promised me if I share today's meeting, 12 o'clock sharp.
So that means people need to share. So
yeah,
we can
hurry up.
Time.
Hurry up. We even can maybe 11:55. Come on. Everyone go around. One turn.
Amen. I agree.
Amen.
I remember the first time I heard about the pearl and was when I was in college, and I was living in a sister's house, and they have I was in Berkeley, and they have a lot of full-timers and serving ones there, and all I felt like I was just like a burden, or I didn't feel like I was contributing much to the church life. I just felt like, oh, I keep wounding everybody, I keep being a burden to everybody. But I just really appreciate from this week, it's actually such a positive thing, right? Like, what they told me was, we can be like a sand, kind of like, like an oyster, like a sand going into an oyster, wounding the oyster, but what we come out of is a pearl, right? And the Lord needs this building up of, like, an expression of Him. We can't express ourselves, right? Like a sand is not really that useful or that beautiful, I guess. But when a pearl comes out, it expresses something completely different. So we need to express the Lord, right? But I just appreciated, on day two, it says, this is the oyster is an allegory of the wonderful Christ. He's the unique one that can live in the death waters. So I appreciate it. Brother Neil said, it wasn't easy to get through this week's morning revival because it seems like I was like in death and difficulties and whatever. But actually, we're not the ones on our own going through these death situations, right? He is the unique one that can live in the death waters. So we need to be kind of what John said, we need to remain in the Lord, right? And I just appreciate His mercy. It says, as one who is living and organic, He was wounded by us, and He reacted by resurrecting to secrete His life sap around the wounding ones. What a mercy. We wounded Him, and He will not let us go. Because of His great love with which He loved us, His wound caused by us became our prison. I think this week, we shared on Friday and Saturday, but just appreciated this whole, how much the Lord loves us, I think. Just freshly appreciated that His love constrains us. So even, because even we may hurt Him, we may wound Him, but His love is so unlimited that He constrains us to remain in Him, and so that He can be the secreting life juice that surrounds us so that, we become transformed into something that's not of ourselves. And this isn't like a one-day thing. It's not like one day a sand goes into an oyster and the next day comes out as a pearl, right? It's like a day-by-day, like, transformation.
So, amen. So, I don't think I've ever seen this before. Like, I've probably read it before, but I never realized. So, when one says, like, the 12 gates of New Jerusalem are the 12 pearls. So, like, each gate is, like, one pearl. So, I was just reading through day one, and it's basically saying that, in order for you to, so the gate is, in order to enter a city, you have to go through the gate.
Correct.
Right? So, in this message, it's talking about us being transformed into pearls, right?
Right.
And then the pearls are the gates, so now we can enter in.
Right.
Right? But each gate is one pearl. So, our experience of the Lord is unique to ourselves, right? I can't, like, this kind of relates back to the you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? You know, our experience has to be personal. So our entering in into the city is not through someone else, but it's through ours, right? Our experience of the Lord. And this is done, you know, Christina sharing about how we are being transformed into pearls. So each and every one of us is being transformed into a pearl so that we can enter into the city, right? And I was just really enjoying that picture that, you know, we need to be those who are active in being close to the Lord. I think it even says, like, in the thing, that we're being close to the Lord, right? So we need to be those who are actively close to the Lord, pursuing Him, you know, allowing Him to, you know, surround ourselves with His life juice, right, so that we can be transformed into these pearls. And then relating back to the central burden, right, it's talking about being little new Jerusalems. Mm-hmm. So we need to be it, like, we need to be the little new Jerusalems.
Amen.
And, you know, the first step is kind of to enter in, right? So we need to become those pearls so that we can enter in, so that we can have that little new Jerusalem inside of us.
Amen. Amen.
Sister Christina share. This week I really touched by the love of the Lord. What kind of love He would like us to remain in His death, His wound, right? I was thinking, have you ever have this experience? I believe you do. You have sent or small rock get into your shoes, and would you think about letting him stay, remaining as long as possible, or you want to get rid of it, right? But the Lord, even we wound him, and what kind of love He wants us to remain in His wound, so He has the opportunity to see Christ, the life, the divine life,
yes,
and make us, transform us into pearl. I think but in our human love, sometimes you see some type, right? You know, kids, I think, give parents a lot of trouble. You know, wound the parents. Parents or kids, you may thought parents wouldn't you, but you know, especially for mothers, I think they are just willing to stay in that situation, that kind of environment. And also, I think spouse, we wounding one another, each other, so many times, so. Right, but if we have some kind of love, we may stay. But what kind of love the Lord has among us to stay? And this really touched me a lot this week. But I think that this remind us to whatever, what kind of situation we are in, we should remain. And this is an opportunity to experience the secretion of the life juice from the Lord.
Amen.
And when I was reading this week, there's a, you know, Matthew chapter 5 just come up to my mind. I think we all very familiar with that. You want to say the parable, or it's not really parable. You know, the Lord say, for kingdom people, when someone slap your right cheek, what you need to do? You turn the other side to him, right? And who someone want to take your tunic, and what you need to do? You give him even your cloak. And if someone force you to walk with him 1 mile, you walk another one. And I think it is really impossible, right? In our humanity, is definitely we just want to get rid of this person. But somehow this week really did touch me. I feel this only God can do it. And actually, the first mile is the winding of the person, but the actual mile is the Lord for the purpose of secretion, right? And the first slap is winding, but the second one is for the purpose of secretion of life. So I think this is not a vacancy, right? It's really we can experience in our daily living, in our human relationship with our children, our parents, our spouse, and even our church life. In our church life, anything we feel uncomfortable, we shouldn't escape. We should remain. But remain is not just remain in ourselves. You know, we just tolerate. It's no use, you know. The same is remain in our shoes. If there's no secretion, it's no use. It's just smell, right? But the only thing we remain and we can experience the secretion of life is we need to be one with the death of Christ. So whenever we are in that situation, we really need to turn to the Spirit to experience His resurrection power and to experience His death. So we can experience this secretion ourselves and whoever be with us. And then we will be transformed into His prophet.
I'm going to share them all. I'm boring you. Come on.
Amen. I am going with three, but I always like to go back to one concerning every believer should be in the community. Every local church should be a minister of the
believer. Amen.
Great God, man. Christ at the center of the society. And I love this little prayer too. But this prayer means a lot to us being in this new Jerusalem and enjoying the Lord. Lord, thank you for a new day for me to take you as my God. I subject myself under your headship for the whole day. Lord, set up your throne in my life. Set up your throne in the center of my being. Lord, bring my whole day with my daily life under your throne. And I just say, Lord, thank you. We can enjoy the flow of this living water each day. So if you could enjoy this kind of pray, this kind of prayer, this is the start of us enjoying the rest of the day. And in week three, I enjoy that the power signifies the issue of Christ's secretion in two aspects, his redeeming and life-releasing death, and his life-dispensing resurrection. And Gordon said, it is only through prayer that we can remain on the cross by touching Christ in our spirit continually as the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
The Spirit who is the reality of his resurrection. And therefore, says, to remain in the death of the cross, it was difficult matter.
Right.
Entering into the clefts of the rock and the covert of the precipice high in the mountain by a rugged road. This is really difficult. And in order to have power and encourage his love to rise up and come away from her low situation, which is us, Christ empowers us by showing us the power of his resurrection.
Amen.
And he encourages us by the flourishing riches of his resurrection.
Right.
I say, Lord, thank you for empowering us and encouraging us by the flourishing riches.
Amen.
And that so that we are able to take the cross and unite itself. Amen.
Amen.
Another portion I'd like to read. Christ's death can be experienced by us only through Christ's resurrection. And Christ's resurrection can be real to us only by the bountiful Spirit, supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has become the life-giving Spirit, and he's within us. When we turn to our spirit, we meet Christ and the life-giving Spirit, who is the very reality of Christ's resurrection. And it is by this prayer that we experience Christ's resurrection. To experience Christ's resurrection is to contact the life-giving Spirit. It is, and to contact the life-giving Spirit, we have to be full of prayer. It is only through prayer that we can touch Christ in our spirit as the life-giving Spirit. The Spirit who is the reality of his resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord's resurrection is so real.
Amen.
But there's no death, there's no resurrection. Amen. This week I was really in a death situation. Before my wife knowing that I will go to California, he gave me a lot of research work and I promised to fulfill his goal, draft a paper. So this week I worked most of the day and working for the paper. And finally I sent the paper to him, and he gave me a lot of suggestions. And when I saw his suggestion, I feel so frustrated, so unrealistic. The many points he didn't want me to do, but in his recommendations and suggestions, he told me that I should do this and do that. A lot of work. Yesterday afternoon, when I was writing the paper, I became very, very depressed. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm doing here. The research work is so boring. I just asked, like John said, I want to flee. I just thought, this is not what I'm going to do. I don't like this research work. I should do something else. I should change my major. And it's a lot of death scenes. So I was in a death situation.
Yeah.
And at that time, I don't want to turn to Lord.
Yeah.
I just, Lord Jesus. But it doesn't work because my mind is still on the research work. So I was really in the death, but at that time, Lord gave me a feeling that I should give my spiritual companion a call. And so at that time, I gave my spiritual partner a call, and we had a fellowship. I told him my situation, and he prayed for me. After that, I was resurrected. I was in the resurrection. And in the evening, another spiritual partner of mine came to the brother's house. We just sing a lot of songs. I don't know why. Yesterday evening, he just like want to sing some songs, and we sing together. And I really enjoyed the time.
Amen.
But this morning, when I get up, I was also, again, I was in the death situation. Because I have to do research work. But this evening, I have to go to California. What am I going to do, Lord? I don't know. So I was just thinking about my research work. But when I was in the car, again, my spiritual partners, we sing together.
Amen.
And I praise the Lord. Really, I praise the Lord. I need your resurrection, Lord.
Amen.
I was in a that situation. So that soon revived me. I know this is my experience. I was not always stay in the resurrection and this death. This is always a death situation. But in the death situation, we turn to the Lord. And sometimes we are so weak and we don't even want to turn to the Lord. We shouldn't forget that we have spiritual partners. We should have fellowship with each other.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just feel the death is real, but the Lord's resurrection is so real to us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Those gates are the only way that we can get into. You know, there is no way that we can climb over, right? So, and the gates are actually a process of death and resurrection. I just like Sister Barbara, I was also very touched by day four. It says that God wants us to remain in the cross, but it is so difficult. It is like, you know, a rock in a high mountain. Many times I think that things happened in our environment. We think that it's Satan's work, but actually we also need to know that it's also actually arranged by God. We may think that it's unfair, you know, we complain, we do this, we do that, but then actually that is God's measurement for us. It's kind of like he designs a code for us, just suit us,
yeah, yeah.
Suit our situation. But you know, so many times we want to we want to run away, we want to get out of the situation, but then we find that it's so difficult. It's just like climbing, you know, a mountain. You know, there was a news, I think, probably in the past 10 days or 2 weeks, there was a firefighter in California. He went hiking, backpack camping. His dog ran away, and he tried to chase his dog without wearing shoes and proper equipment. Then sadly, he died in the forest. And I think that so many times it's like, you know, it doesn't matter how strong we are. If we try to walk barefoot, basically we will, you know, we will be in that situation. But you know, if we have God, it's like, you know, suddenly you have magic shoes. You know, you can jump around just like Gazelle, mentioned here. So, you know, so many times I have trouble at work. I just hope that I can take vacation. So, you know, there's so many times when I get up, I think, I make the decision, today I'm going to take off. But then I look at my schedule, there's a meeting, I cannot skip. So, the Lord keeps on saying, today you need to go to work. This is the situation, this is the environment I arranged for you. You just stay there. So, I think that just like Brother Kyle shared, if we don't turn to our spirit, we would not be able to overcome.
the situation. I just think that we are so weak. We are so powerless in so many situations. But I can testify that, you know, when I am with sisters, brothers, you know, in the church life, even if outwardly, you know, other situations are so bad, you know, so awful, but I have peace, you know, a peaceful heart in me. So I really, and also brother share that we really need to get into the Lord's Word. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, every day we just need to come to Him, turn to Him. Mm-hmm.
I also like to share, you know, myself sense sharing about this pearl of wood. Right? We all wanted to kind of admire, to enjoy how the sand can become a pearl. But it's a very important part to me, I think, is that, you know, by law, when we can enter into the pearl gate, we need to repent first. So this repentance is supposed to be daily experience in our life.
Amen.
Always have come to the Lord and repentant of our all the sinful things, even our mind, our will, sometimes we offend Him to our most. So once we can pass this first, okay, in the morning you get up, you spend some time in the Lord. Even on the day six, you say, if we spend adequate time in the morning to enjoy the Lord, you will experience differently. That's the time when you and the Lord are so intimate, so close to each other. You know, receive all the light. Okay, the love, like you said, is spirit. That's how take us to the highest peak, to the day six. I was very enjoyed on the day six of the verse. And Peter, I think it's saying that just on the second Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 1 and verse 4.
Yeah.
You know, has granted to us precious and exceedingly great promises that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption which is in the world by lust. What kind of promise, you know, can promise us that He will, you know, make us become His partakers with all His divine life and nature? I think I'm getting older, right? No one can get younger. As you're getting older, you really, really, you know, look back at your life, you know, what really, you know, counts in the front of the Lord is those divine things. Anything worldly, it doesn't count a bit, right? But however, when we live, so many things is corrupted. Even my mind is corrupted. I think the worldly way. So how can I get this in of being purified, being redeemed, being resurrected by God's power? It's only when I spend the time with You.
Amen.
I don't know how you experience the Lord. I experience the Lord is when I come to His Word.
Amen.
He really lifts me up.
Amen.
Every morning, yesterday I was working with another sister. He texted me, said, if you are free, today I'm free, and we can have a walk together. I said, sure, we can take a walk. Even if we walk, we fellowship a lot of people. You know, there's many things bothering us as we are working. Offices, a lot of things, you know, going on, right? Offices, a lot of politics. The environment makes you, so miserable. So we wanted to escape. And the sister testified. Now, when she was in that situation, she keeps calling the Lord. Lord, remains me in Your death.
Amen.
Don't let me not have my flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Who is not going to be angry when you are mistreated? Right? Mm-hmm. We are not saints.
Right. Right.
We immediately, by our power, by our nature, we know how to attack back. But this sister, she experienced the Lord, and she knows once her flesh comes out, that she can now honor our Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she keeps calling. The same thing applies to me. I have to testify many, many mornings. When I come to the Lord in the morning revival, I always give the Lord my thanks and also ask the Lord, grant me with His power. When I face any kind of situation, I can express Him instead of myself.
Amen.
Because we all have certain kind of ability, right? Everybody thinks that I have some ability, I have some capability. But when we think of that, that's only bring us to the death. So our Lord is so real, so rich. Only when we come to His Word and get all this supply, we need to have this bountiful supply. This bountiful supply is not through people teaching you. It's not through people in the meeting, they testify. You think, oh, that's great. It's only when you come to His Word. And His Word is really is alive. It's going to expand into you.
Amen.
Amen. This is my real experience. In the morning, I get up. I really give my freshness to the Lord. And
Amen.
He also supplies me as a fresh dew to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed in day five, right, that right in the city, the street is gold, and that right, we need to do things according, not according to our own nature, but actually according to God's divine nature. And actually, I was really reminded this morning, because I woke up a little later, so then I drove with my grandma here. So while I was driving, like, I hate driving behind people, especially when they're driving at the speed limit, or even like below the speed limit, and especially on 25s, because I can't stay. I'm like, 25 just feels really slow to me. And so I was driving behind this one car, and we turned onto a street that was 25, and he was going like 20, and I was like, come on, like, you can at least go the speed limit. Like, you're going 5 below the speed limit. And I mean, I was ready to honk my horn, and then I was reminded of what I read yesterday about, right, usually, like, I would get, like, really frustrated and impatient, like, driving behind somebody. But this morning, amen, I was just like, all right, amen, Lord Jesus. So instead of driving down that road in, like, 30 seconds, I was driving behind this guy for, like, a minute, waiting for him to finally get out, like, to finally turn, right? And I can definitely testify that, like, when you do things according to God's nature, when the Lord touches you to, like, do something a certain way or not to do a certain thing, if you listen to Him, if you do things according to God's way, then you'll definitely feel the life flowing. And if you don't, it just feels really terrible. Like, this week, like, sometimes, like, when I'm, like, with my sister, like, we're like two very different people. So, like, sometimes, like, I'll say something and it'll rub her the wrong way, and sometimes she'll say something and it'll rub me the wrong way. And then I remember Esther, actually, like, last week or 2 weeks ago, she's like, sometimes, like, when I'm talking to, like, Shepherd, and I know I shouldn't say something, but I say it anyways, and you think that when you say it, it'll make you feel better, but it actually doesn't. Like, this week, that happened a couple of times. And it's like, like, my sister just, like, wasn't, like, she was just, like, pissing me off. And I was just like, all right, I got the feeling, all right, I shouldn't say this. And then I said it, and then she got angry, and then she, like, went upstairs or whatever. And then that, right, that's not following, right, the golden street, right? That's just being yourself. That's not applying. That's not putting yourself to death, right? Putting yourself to death and letting Christ live, right? And so we just need to practice in our daily living, right? In everything, actually, right? He says, I think day three, it says that we need to receive the bountiful supply of Christ, right? And in everything that we do, like, every moment, we need to unceasingly pray, right?
Amen.
And when we unceasingly pray, right, we'll receive more of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Touched me a lot. It showed me about divine nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I recall a brother sharing that the Lord made us live in Greece, last 3 minutes, right? Bios, Suki, and Soe. Mm. Lord give us our wise life. We need to grow. I need to grow. Our Sukhi life, I need to grow. My emotional will need to grow. And He put a human spirit in our body, in our soul. He put a human spirit. And then the day we received the Lord, to be at 20 years old. I received the Lord when I was 32. And that, when I received the Lord at age 32, this divine life, this holy life, entered into my human life and regenerated, right? And this life need to, this divine life need to spread, not to grow. And that really touched me a lot because, you know, God's life doesn't need to grow. It needs to be spread in every part of our body. And that's why He put a human spirit, so when the divine spirit enters, you're regenerated. But this life needs to spread all over yourself. Mind, emotion, and will, conscience. Right? And, so, and one of the things that really is, couldn't understand was 1 Corinthians 15:19, where it says, if it is only that we have hope in Christ in this life, we are all of men most miserable. I couldn't really see that until I heard this message. You know, what isn't that in hope in Christ in this life? We only have hope in Christ in this life, we are all of men most miserable. But it's because the soul life is inside of us. If we live in this life, we're just hoping that the Lord is going to give us everything. You know, we ask for healing, we ask for things, prosperity. Really, you know, like it says, we're all of men most miserable. So, but we have to live by His soul life, the divine life. You know, and it says here, and they say, the divine nature denotes what God is, that is the constituents of God's being. Because we are children of God, born of Him. So we all Christians have two lives, right? The human and divine. But we are, because we are children of God, born of Him, that with the divine life, we possess God's life and also His nature for our enjoyment. We really, this is really very touching, you know, when it talks about the divine life. And He clarifies everything here. We should not be having hope in this life, Christ, that He's going to give us everything and prosper. Of course, but yeah, we had to really be in the spirit in this life to really enjoy Him all the time, you know. And another thing that puzzled me was always the eternal life. The hope of eternal life, though, was for the future. You know, most Christians believe that we will not perish but have an eternal life. You know, when I ask any brother, sometimes I ask a brother from some denomination, I say, what do you think about that? Oh, we're going to live together in the future. But then, as I read this, I realize that that life really is when we receive the Lord and enter into us. This Zoe life enter into us. It's really wonderful, right? It's wonderful that this Zoe life is the life that we have to take and live by. And this day six touch me now. This is very nice, the type of the sand that grows into pearl, produces a church. That's very beautiful too. But day six, when I saw life, the life that we had to live, it clarifies really more about 1 Corinthians 15:19. That is not easy to understand, but we thank the Lord for this week that really opened my eyes more. God, this is all life that we might live by. We should live by.
Amen.
Eternal. Amen.
Amen. Says our experience of the Lord's death and resurrection becomes our entry into the New Jerusalem. I ask myself daily, where am I? Am I willing to enter into part of the New Jerusalem, or I will rather do whatever I want not to enter into it? Naturally, we don't want to die.
So in the book of Titus, it said that we need to be born of the Spirit, and then we need the renewing of the mind. In our natural concept, we think that death means suffering. But here, the Lord said that death means termination. That means we are finished. That means the Lord does not want us to suffer because He suffered on our behalf already. But the point is, we need to remain on the death, which means we need to remain on the status of being terminated. So that our Lord could experience, be our subjective experience, that we could actually enter into the New Jerusalem through the gates and enjoy the street, the gold street. The message says that the gold street is the God's nature. So, according to God's nature in our daily living, I realize that I overspeak, overdo anything, overthink, and overeat. And that makes me really unhealthy. But praise the Lord that He is, according to Philippians 1:19, He is the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. So this bountiful supply of the Spirit, including His human living, including His death, including His resurrection power. So our living is not to live ourselves anymore, it's to live Christ. So everything we do, everything we say, needs to be regulated.
Amen.
And a lot of times when we get reminded of this, a lot of things we don't do, a lot of things we don't say anymore. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, the New Jerusalem is not just abstracted to us. As you can see, all the sharing and all the message we have read, it is very practical to us. Like our brother in the beginning shared, the burden of this past training is really remind us, do you know who we are? You are the miniature of New Jerusalem.
Amen.
While we are experiencing the Pearl Gate, while we experience the Golden Street, we are becoming the New Jerusalem. Did you realize that? That you are becoming the New Jerusalem. It is not just doctrine, or not just the spiritual types, it is actually our experience. How we experience the Pearl Gate. You have to recall how pearl was produced. That little grain of sand causing the oyster to secrete the life juice. In our situation, in our environment, even in ourselves, saints, there is a place called grain of sand. That is your place to stay. If you don't stay in that grain of sand, there will be no pearl. You will never ever produce pearl. Are you still complaining about your situation? The boss that the Lord has prepared for you? The spouse the Lord has prepared for you? The children the Lord has prepared for you?
the professor the Lord has prepared for you, even the brother and sister in the church life the Lord has prepared for you, that is sovereignty. Until you and I accept and receive such arrangement, and that we remain in this situation as our home. I was really reminded eventually that place become our rest. Because only until we rest in such a place, then the killing of the death would actually taking place. So this part is to produce the pearl. Do you realize how many pearl gates in the New Jerusalem? From four directions. Every direction is three pearl gates. In other words, saints, we have no way to escape if we go into the New Jerusalem bypassing the pearl gates. No way. So all the situation is helping us becoming the pearl. These two types of nature things really, really depict something. Pearl produce relative less time than the petrified wood. Okay. Pearl probably, I would say maybe 50 to 100 year could be, right? It'll produce a real nice pearl. But petrified wood, hundreds of thousands of years. But anyway, that is your destiny and that's my destiny. So we have to experience the pearl as a gate so we can enter into the New Jerusalem. And then, how about Golden Street? What is Golden Street? Like you say, that you all read the verses. It talks about the divine nature. As we, the Christian, we receive the salvation, we receive His life, and this life inherits the divine nature. So as we are experienced becoming the New Jerusalem, this divine nature in us will also sanctify us. So if you are experiencing the divine nature, you must experience the sanctification. Our sister read verse 2 Peter 1:4, right? We are the partaker of the divine nature, and we have been escaped the corruption of the world, corruption of the lust from the world. So there's a condition. Have you been read this week, saints? We all like to be part of the divine nature, but there's a condition. You have to escape the corruption from this world, from the lust of this world. And what is the lust of this world? 1 John 2:16 tells us. There's a lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the vainglory in this life. And we all got reminded, this world composed these three items. So if you want to have part, you want to becoming the partaker of this divine nature, and you experience the sanctification process in your daily life, you must have some kind of manifestation. You must have escape from the lust of the flesh, lust of your eyes, and the pursuing of the vain glory of this world. Otherwise, then it's becoming just a doctrine to you. You are having the knowledge concerning the New Jerusalem, concerning the Pearl Gates, concerning the Golden Street. So saints, New Jerusalem is not objective to us. May this week, you and I, our daily living, will experience such a reality. Every day, you and I have to pray.
Amen.
Lord, grow in me more than yesterday. Maybe just a little bit, but Lord, grow in me a little bit than yesterday.
Amen.
That is how we becoming the New Jerusalem. And in our practice, in our daily life, in our church life, it is very crucial. I was touching by our brothers. Do you have your companion, saints? Do you have your companion? If you don't have your companion, then most likely you experience failure upon a failure. Learn to turn to the Lord and turn to your companion. That is the salvation the Lord prepared for us. How many companions we have told the saints you shall have?
Three.
You have one, same as your age. One older than you, and one younger than you. And may the Lord bless us in such a church life. We have such a healthy practice. And keep us in experience the New Jerusalem. Do you know what state you live in? What state you are living physically? New Jersey. What's the abbreviation of New Jersey? NJ. New Jerusalem.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us becoming the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our daily living to you, Lord.
Amen.
In us this whole week.
Amen.
Lord, may we experience such a reality.
Amen.
Oh, grow in us more, Lord.
Amen.
Renew our mind.
Amen.
Do more transformation work.
Amen.
Thank you for all the situation you have rendered for us.
Amen.
We give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, renew our mind.
Amen.
We stand in your death.
Amen.
Experience resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, grow in us day by day.
Amen. Amen.